Iran's nuclear sites reduced to dust, says Trump, promising instant retribution for any attempt to restart. By Oliver J.J. Lane on April 2, 2026. American spy satellites have the remains of Iran's nuclear facilities under intense surveillance, and any activity at them whatsoever will invite more missile strikes, President Donald Trump said. U.S. President Donald Trump addressed the nation on Wednesday evening, giving an update on progress in Iran after a month of intense strikes. Having stated the country's air force and navy were gone and in ruins, President Trump laid out the total air dominance the U.S. military enjoys over Iran and warned this meant if there was ever a future attempt by Tehran to restart its nuclear programs, America would instantly react with further strikes. They have no anti-aircraft equipment, their radar is 100% annihilated. We are unstoppable as a military force, said President Trump, as part of this warning. Of Iran's nuclear sites, the president reflected, "The nuclear sites that we obliterated with B-2 bombers have been hit so hard that it would take months to get near the nuclear dust. These areas are under intense satellite surveillance and control. And if the United States detects a move, even a move, it will respond with very hard missile strikes." Ultimately, President Trump said, "We have all the cards, they have none." A core message of President Trump's address was that Iran has options going forward, and that attempting to build a nuclear weapon isn't one of them. On peace talks, the president was encouraging, offering a path forwards for the new leadership in Tehran while pointing out that the United States Air Force had deliberately not attacked the easiest targets of all, Iran's oil and energy infrastructure. By choosing to cooperate, Iran could keep its oil facilities, giving it an economic basis on which to rebuild and become a member of the international community, and keep its power generation and distribution, giving it the electricity to sustain its society. On the other hand, if Iran does not engage in talks with the U.S., these facilities could be destroyed, taking away Iran's capacity for survival or rebuilding. With President Trump remarking, "We could hit it and it would be gone, and there is nothing they could do about it." While President Trump has talked up the United States having nearly achieved all of its objectives and the end being in sight, he also made clear weeks of intense strikes stood ahead. The president said, "We will continue until our objectives are fully achieved. Thanks to the progress we have made tonight, I can say we are on track to complete all of America's military objectives shortly, very shortly. We are going to hit them extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We are going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong."